The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a recurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I am your host for today's episode, Reed. Today we are joined by some of our culinary students here. Janae.
Hi.
Kira.
Hi.
Maria.
Hi.
And also Will Marie.
Hi.
In today's episode, we are going to be talking to them about how their annual cake competition went and how they have been adjusting to their new shop. So, what has gotten you guys like interested in the shop? Who would like to start with that one?
I'll go first. I liked the fact that like we can like make stuff for like other people's entertainments, and we can like watch them like taste it, and they can tell us our honest opinion about it. And I wanted to make people happy about like how I made my food and like how I make things. I want people to like be happy about it.
Nice. Kira?
I got into this because I like to make things and I like to learn new skills in that general culinary area.
Maria?
Pues a mí me gusta cocinar porque me distrae de otras cosas y puedo comer para mí y hacer cosas que me gustan y hacer para otras personas.
Okay. Maria just said that she enjoys culinary because it helps her to be distracted from other things, and she enjoys to eat food. I enjoy culinary because I tend to overfeed my friends, and it's my way of showing love and respect to people who I adore, and because I tend to coddle people.
Nice. All right. Do you guys just like cooking at home? Is it like something that you just do here, or is it like somewhere else out in the world?
Ever since I started in culinary, I started making more at home, like making dinner, because I started learning more from culinary. So yeah, like at home, I start often like making things like for dinner and stuff and breakfast like that.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's nearly the opposite. I've always liked cooking things at home. I've done it for years with my family and things. Always found it fun, interesting, making new recipes and trying new things.
Okay. Yo los fines de semana cocino en mi casa para mis papás y para mi hermano. Y pues a veces me gusta y a veces no, porque a veces son un poquito exigentes y me toca hacer doble vez. Entonces me estresa un poco, pero me gusta cocinar para mí y crear cosas nuevas y aprender más.
Okay. Maria said that she tends to cook for her family on the weekends, but for her parents and brother. But sometimes she has to do like three times more of what she usually makes mm-hmm. when more family comes over. And she just generally enjoys cooking for herself when she gets the chance to. I tend to like I'm in culinary because I have a lot of family members, and during parties, my mom stresses out cooking. So I love to help her because it's like a bonding routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only cooking experience I have is with my grandma. All right. How have you all been liking your shop so far?
I like it a lot. It's like, it's not too much. It's not like too less. It's like really like in the middle. Like you can like it and you cannot like it, but it's like, it's really good.
I really like it. I personally like that they have you try everything, including like the considerably dirty work, like doing dishes and all that stuff. They don't just have you doing the fun stuff. They have you doing everything.
Mm-hmm. The question was, how have you guys been liking your shop so far?
Pues normal, ¿no? O sea, me gusta. Y ya.
She just said she just likes it. It most likely because she got tends to eat everything.
Oh my god.
I enjoy the class of culinary because, well, like Kira said, they give you a slice of everything, both like in the kitchen work, out the kitchen work, and we also learn how to do hosting for like banquets and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys have made this year?
We made garlic knots. We love to make garlic knots. We made muffins. We made breakfast. We made like little pizza rolls. We made like a lot of things.
We make a lot of different things, like she said, like garlic knots, pizza rolls. Also, obviously, things like cake. We've made like pies, all sorts of things. Just.
Pues el chicken Alfredo, cheesecake. La verdad, muchas cosas hemos hecho, como huevos de sándwich. Bueno, sándwich de huevo. Es que lo dije al revés, porque en inglés es al revés, ¿me entiendes? Uh-huh. y muchas cosas, como el pastel, como dijo ella, y otras cosas interesantes.
Uh-huh. Well, Maria listed off a few of our favorites. Chicken Alfredo, cheesecake, and something that a lot of the students enjoy. What I enjoyed to make was a bunch of cheese related stuff.
The dairy stuff?
Yes. I may or may not have made my team for almost the entire year do almost all cheese related stuff, like cheese balls, cheese pizza, and it was like an inverted version of pizza where the cheese was in the inside. And the top was all garlic with bread.
So is this like all things though that you guys like sell at lunch, or is it like the stuff that you guys do in the like what's the room again? Like the
Epicurean.
The Epicurean room, yes.
It kind of varies. Some things we bring to the Epicurean. Some things are just for us. Sometimes on like free days, like half days and things, mm-hmm. it's specifically for us because it's like whatever we want to make. Because there's nothing really to serve. It just really depends on the day, what you're making. Things like that.
For this year, we're just making mostly stuff for us and the teachers, but once in a while, a few students tend to wander off and help the older kids make stuff for the snack bar.
Oh, that's nice.
AKA me.
That is nice. Just helping out around here? Yeah. All right. Did you guys have anything else to add on to that? Mm-mm. All right. What are you guys planning on... What are you guys planning to get out of this shop that you're in?
I want to, like say if I want to go work at, like, a restaurant, like, I want to be able to have, like, the abilities that I have, like, be able to, like, cut chicken or, like, season and cook. Like, I want to be able to, like, have my own, like, or I can have, like, my own shop and, like, my own, like, cooking spot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what she said, I want to come out of here with like the skills and the ability to communicate with people properly, like the organizing, all of that. Like the people that I gain in the shop are really nice, and just like being able to do all of the things that I didn't get to do before, I think that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Pues yo quiero conseguir un título y graduarme para poder cocinar profesionalmente. Exactamente para una persona, no en una cocina. Yo quiero cocinar sola y cocinar varias cosas que me pidan y pues que me paguen bien, normal, ¿no?
What Maria said is that she hopes to graduate like in the top of this class because she wants to learn how to be a professional cook, not for other people, but specifically herself. But she would also like to, like, cook for other people she knows out of, like, love and respect.
That's nice.
I have also a similar motivation for this class because I entered it originally just to make food for my friends because food is the only love language I technically know.
Yep. That's nice. So it's like a career path, though, that you guys might take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that was the part about adjusting to their new shops. And we're going to go into a quick break and we'll be back shortly. And we're back on Up on Taconic, asking some questions to Kira, Janae, Maria, and Will Marie about like their annual cake competition and how they've been adjusting to their new shop. We already talked to them about how they're moving into their new shop and all that kind of stuff, how they're adjusting. Now we're moving into the cake competition part. So, what exactly is the cake competition?
It was like something to do out of like fun, because like we had MCAS on Wednesday and Thursday, so we only had 2 days to really like make the cake. So we just really did it for fun, and thought it was fun to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It was mostly for fun, kind of just to see what you could do, what you wanted to do. It was just friendly competition.
Mm-hmm.
Pues, es una competición para ver como cuál sabe más bonito y la decoración más bonita. Y sí fue muy divertido, como dicen ellas. Y aunque fue un poquito estresante porque a veces nos confundíamos de algunas cosas, pero pues después normal y lo hacíamos bien o lo volvíamos a hacer. E hicimos varias cosas y pues fue un poco difícil estar de acuerdo con los demás porque pues los demás tienen diferentes ideas y todo. Entonces fue un poco difícil, pero sí fue muy divertido porque estuve con mis amigos y todo eso y la pasé bien.
Okay. What Maria said is that the cake competition for her was to see like who makes the most prettiest cake and like who could also make the most delicious cake. She got stressed out on a few parts of it, trying to keep up with other people, and it like confused her once in a while because she was trying to keep up with the pace of other people's cakes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, she kind of enjoyed it because she got to hang out with her friends and make something very delicious. And my point, I just heard that it was like something that all the kids do at every year during MCAS week because the teachers wanted to like lift up their spirits. I also had a conversation with the past year's winner and I kind of got some advice. I didn't win, but I felt nice understanding why we do this mm-hmm. to like cheer up people during the worst week of the year.
That's fair. So it's like an annual competition?
Yeah.
All right. So this is all just during MCAS week, just for good fun, and you guys have some judges that come around.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds fun. I do like that. So who competed in this competition?
So it was all of the freshmen. It was people like, obviously, Will Marie, Maria, Janae, myself. There was a girl named Lily, Evelyn, Damien, Gio, Toby, John, and some other girls that are friends with Maria.
Mm-hmm. All right. So basically just all the freshmen, no juniors were involved because it would be unfair.
Yeah, they did theirs last year. So.
Oh, all right. All right. So do you guys remember who the judges were for it by chance?
It was a lot of the teachers. Our teacher had basically radioed saying that but teachers could come down, some of the cosmetology students.
Mr. Capeless came down, one of the greatest teachers. the theater teacher, Miss Martin, I believe the nurse was also there. And that teacher. A bunch of the cosmetology kids came down. My cake got stolen.
That didn't happen. It did.
Oh, like they, how did that happen?
They got to choose. Specifically, the Cosmo kids were told that they got to choose a cake to take back, and they chose ours. So we knew that it was good.
Well, that's nice.
I'm pretty sure they also just ate it because it was rainbow.
Yes,
and
it was.
This is why I always choose rainbow for everything. It makes it stand out.
So like a Pride Month thing?
It was. That was the exact point.
All right. I get that.
I wouldn't stop Kira. I literally bugged her about it.
All right.
It had to be rainbow.
Had to be. All right. So what kind of flavor was it?
It was red velvet with cream cheese frosting on it.
Oh, I love that. That sounds amazing.
And there was chocolate on the sides.
That's decoration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And strawberries. Oh, there was strawberries on the inside.
Ooh.
Yeah. I insisted on the chocolate, the rainbows, and something with a strawberry.
She did. She had control over almost half of the things.
I had control the entire year of the menu.
Man, where was my invite?
I brought you some cake.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. She did do that at lunch. Do you believe the judges were like unbiased in your opinion?
No, because they didn't know whose cake was who. We had to keep it all anonymous.
Have you guys ever watched that one show on Netflix? Like, which one's cake, I believe? What is that cake?
Yeah, oh, wait, what is it? Yeah, cake? I watched it.
I tend to watch Nail It, which is a similar one.
Yeah.
But it's more like who can make the most prettiest cake instead of the most delicious.
Yeah. All right. So was there like a winner for this?
Yeah.
So we all had like groups. Mm-hmm. My group was me, Liliana, Evelyn, and Gio. We made an Oreo chocolate cake, and so we won. We was first place. Yeah.
I remember. I believe she was brought that one to me. Actually,
my stolen cake got second place.
I mean, that's still good.
It did.
That's still really good.
I didn't even get to try it.
Well, how much groups were there?
There were four groups. It was her group. It was our group. It was Maria's group, and then there was a group of guys.
Yeah.
So basically, it was regular girls, the boys, all the Spanish kids, and the weird kids in the corner.
Oh my god!
Oh god! Oh,
are we the weird kids in the corner?
Oh my god!
Not.
But we all had like different jobs for like the like competition. Like there, like Lily was the decorator of the cake. Some of us was like the maker of the cake, the like filling of the cake. So like we all played parts in like the cake like competition. We all did good.
Yeah, so you guys made the red velvet cake. You made the Oreo cake. What were the other two groups' cakes like?
Hers, pretty sure hers was like cheesecake, right?
It was strawberry.
Oh, no, strawberry. Was, yeah, and then the boys were like
vanilla.
The
boys was
something.
Vanilla.
And strawberry was with raspberry.
All right. Did they by chance like win a award? Did you guys win a reward at all?
No.
Oh, it was just for like good fun because of MCAS and all that?
We got bamboozled. He said there was going to be a reward.
Last year too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we didn't get
last year. He said there'd be an award, and
he's screwing you guys over.
Yeah, he's lying. He just wanted cake.
We're still waiting for our reward, Mr. Buckley.
Who knows? He might listen. All right. So was it like all in general like really fun for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there like any like good favorite moments of yours?
Maybe like when we like our mistakes are funny because like we're ninth graders and we're learning. So like sometimes we like drop things as a little, we laugh at it a little bit and then we pick it up so we don't like make it awkward, you know? So like we're growing, we're learning how to like mistakes is okay, but like, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of agree that the moments where like we made a mistake or like we panicked over something small, it was always really funny, especially like when you're missing an ingredient and somebody's going to get it and you're like having a moment of just like, oh my god. It's always really funny to look back at.
Pues yo estuve con lo del pastel al principio porque después me enfermé y pues tuve que ir a la enfermería, pero al principio fue muy divertido y todo porque estaba con mis compañeros y pues hice el pastel con mis compañeros y pues fue divertido y pues también, como dice ella, los errores son muy graciosos cuando uno se equivoca y hace otra cosa diferente y lo hace mal, es muy chistoso.
What Maria said is basically she enjoyed most of the time she made mistakes, but at one point she did get sick, which kind of messed up with like a bunch of the funny stuff that happened around her team. But she really enjoyed hanging around and making mistakes and stealing my strawberries.
Like what kind of sickness though? Was it like
que estaba como enferma?
Tenía, me dolía mucho la garganta.
Oh, she had a sore throat.
Oh.
And when you're in culinary, Sometimes it just doesn't feel right being around food when you're like sick.
Yeah.
A bunch of the kids will just go sit in the classroom. And she had a fever.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what was your favorite moment, Will?
Probably like the gazillion times I accidentally spilled powder all over myself. Like I constantly keep forgetting to look at the machine and flour splashes on my face.
Oh, God. Oh,
it happened to me when I was making the buttercream.
It happened to me like 7 times this entire year.
Yeah, the worst thing to ever happen when you're making anything that includes a powder is when you don't look at the speed of the electric mixer. It happened to me. I was sitting there, and it was at 3. It's not never supposed to be at 3.
What are the levels in this
it's
case?
It's 1 to 4.
Okay.
Usually 1 and 2 are the only ever things you ever use. I've never seen anyone have to use 3 and 4. And I was put in like a whole cup of like powdered sugar, turned it on. It just like exploded everywhere.
Yeah, I looked like a white ghost at that point.
Well, that's definitely fun.
Maria says she enjoys the parts where she tends to take like little fruits or strawberries off my plate while I'm still cooking, and we're on completely separate teams. So
steals the ingredients.
I will look away for 1 second. I will leave the strawberries alone, and then in the next second I look. Maria's right behind me eating my strawberries. And I can't even say anything because I would probably do the same thing.
But yeah, yeah.
The same thing.
Oh, that's amazing. So I believe that is all the questions I have. I want to thank Will, Janae, Kira, and Maria for taking the time out of their busy days to join us and talk about what they've been up to in culinary and how their cake competition went. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in on WTBR, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any questions for us, feel free to email us at taconictv@pittsfield.net. We hope you'll join us next time for Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. At this week featured Taconic 9th grade culinary students. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and was taped in June of 2025.